Today, my guest will be the winningest horse trainer of all times, Mr. Hirst Jacobs. We'll begin our conversation with Mr. Jacobs just as soon as we have this important message. Mr. Jacobs, exactly how many years have you been training now?
Oh, my first one was in 1926.
1926. Do you recall the horse that you like best to train? Do you have a special pet?
Well, Stymie was my all-time favorite.
And wasn't he the horse who was claimed for, what, about
$1,500? I claimed him for $1,500.
And how much did he
won $918,000.
$918,000. That was quite an investment in a horse.
It was.
What about you have a particular horse now you're going to run in a mile race, and you want to get him ready for 2 weeks from now. What is the schedule? Do you start him on sprint races like some human beings do, or what?
Well, you try to start him in a short distance first if you can.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes there's not no races for him, so you can't run him in a short race. But you train him, try to just bring him up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Go a little further each time.
Well, Mr. Jacobs, what does a day of a trainer's life, when does it begin and when does it end?
Well, some trainers are out there at 4:30 in the morning. They're the ones that can't sleep at night. But I generally get there about 7 in the morning and be there until probably 10:30, 11 o'clock.
All right. What if you don't have any horses running on a given day? Do you come out and watch the other horses, or do you take off?
No, every day is the same. Sunday, Monday, they're all alike to me. I'm out there every day.
Every day, even though you may not have a horse running on a particular day?
Oh, yes, every day is the same.
Uh-huh.
Livestock got to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall your first horse that you got?
Well, that was Charlie Ferrara had quite a few horses, and I was with him. But the first one that ran in my name was a horse by the name of Revillian.
Revillian?
Yes.
How well did Revillian do?
Well, he won a race, and then he was claimed.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you this about thoroughbreds. I'm told that they have quite a bit of intelligence, somewhat similar to that of a human being, that if you get close to them, you can really make them understand what you want to get to them.
Well, they're a creature of habit. When you do something with them all the time, they finally know what to do. Just like you see the milk wagon horses, when they used to deliver milk, they finally would go to a store, go to a street, and they would go up the block, and they knew where the milkman had to stop to deliver the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And the racehorses the same way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Jacobs, you've won 3,000 races or more already. I know you have your sights set on your 4,000. I sincerely hope that you have whatever luck you are looking for. I want to wish you continued success.
Thank you.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.